while at the same time as it would open up the possibility of people having the option of getting, you know, some compensation for that, some element of recognition and all of that there, if it's going to put more people out of the business and away from it, it fails. And I think that's what needs to be recognised. And I acknowledge this is the very early stages, or, you know, this bill has a distance to travel. And I would hope that the Minister and the Department will be open to amendments in respect of it that would deal with these issues. The biggest thing I think that has come across, and indeed other contributors have mentioned it, is the whole issue of adequate consultation with people involved in providing the service, and ensuring that that consultation is open-ended and is there for to try and assist people to move into the correct space. Many people, as I say, have that certain fear of, you know, this over-regulatory authority coming into play. And, you know, TUSLA, and we all have dealt with them at various times, do a wonderful job and are often, you know, the first line of defence when it comes to protecting our children or protecting rights and all of that. However, sometimes people have a great fear of the way in which they can deal with things, and how strict and how black and white they can sometimes see things. And I think that's something that needs to be recognised in the context of all of this as well. So, Minister, I would hope that you would recognise that the legislation that we're presenting here today is far from the finished product. I think we need to understand that. And I think whatever changes need to be brought to it should be recognised that there will be offered from the opposition, and hopefully from yourself when we see some of the consultation and the outcome of that, that you would be open to, I think, considerable change to ensure that people can find a way for to embrace this legislation, and to ensure that we can find more people who will be prepared to look after children in that home setting. Because so far, all the difficulties we've had in our childcare process has been the corporate sector. That's where the problems have been, not in the other sector, which, unfortunately, this legislation would throw a blanket over all of it. Thank and I think that needs to be acknowledged, that there has to be changes in respect of what you've been presenting here, and hopefully that will happen.